At 10:30 on a recent weekday morning, the kitchen at Le Bec Fin already was going full steam, preparing for the day's lunch clientele. Normally, Georges Perrier would be well along in his daily duties. However, on this day, he was detained in traffic. When he finally arrived, he launched immediately into barking criticism about how various things had been cleaned or not cleaned, followed by some cursing at a ripple in the carpet. One gets the impression that he is probably always that finicky, traffic jams or not. Perrier came to Philadelphia from Lyon, a lovely city of old-world charm, recognized by many as the gastronomic capital of France.
Why I came to Philadelphia? I fall in love. No, that's not the story. I met a man in 1965 by the name of Peter Van Stark. And Peter was from the mainland here in Philadelphia, and we become friends, and he wanted to open a restaurant in Philadelphia, and he asked me if I wanted to come to open this restaurant with him. That's the story.
With all his success here, Perrier has had several offers to open restaurants in Manhattan and elsewhere, but he says he's here to stay.
Because I always believed this city was a wonderful city. I like this city because for me it's very provincial. And I'm not such from a huge big city in France, and I've been here so long and so many times, and this has been a good city for me, and I have worked very hard in this city that I think it was inappropriate for me to go to open a restaurant in Manhattan. But I declined many offers. I did have an offer not even 3 months ago to open up a restaurant in Manhattan, and I declined it.
With his international reputation, Perrier often is credited with playing a large part in Philadelphia's restaurant renaissance. But mainly, he says, he leads by example.
It is true that Philadelphia has a renaissance, not only in restaurants, I think in everything involved with the city. Everything was a renaissance, but I think it really started with the restaurant industry. And I think the parts that I have here, after all, I was the first Frenchman who couldn't even speak English whatsoever when I first came in this town. I sparse lots of young Americans, lots of young people who say, if we can do it, we can.
While Philadelphia may not have a cuisine in the sense that, say, New Orleans does, Perrier says there is a feel to this city that goes beyond the cheesesteak.
I don't think we can say there is a Philadelphia cuisine. If you talk about cheesesteak, I think Bookbinder was here. Everybody who traveled and the tourists who came knew Bookbinder. But I think Bookbinder has sort of fade away. Maybe will come back again if they do things differently and change and go with the time. But I know certainly Le Bec Fin is a destination for restaurants. The fish market is a destination, the Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton. So there is a lot of things will be destination. This is very attractive city with a beautiful museum and lots of art. And the Philadelphia, this is still this little Quaker mentality here who maybe is different any parts of the States.
Perrier has trained many an apprentice in his kitchens. His standard advice, he says, is to remember the sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice your life to be successful in this restaurant. And you got to work 18, 19, 20, 22, 23 hours, 24 hours or more if you need to. And there is a lot of young people who are not willing to do this. And there is a lot of people who are very successful the first year, and then after that they don't want to put the hour and work, and they're not successful. So, restaurant industry is a very, very difficult thing. And if you realize I've been in business, it's going to be 30 years in October, and I'm still putting 18, 20 hours a day, and I'm still working hard. I have no private life whatsoever, and I still have anything. So, how long could you go? How long could you continue?
For anyone I have spoken to who has been to one of Perrier's restaurants, the hope is that he can continue for a good while longer. I'm Bill Fantini, 91 FM News.